Hey.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel.
Hey, what's up? My name is Michael.
And you are listening to The Class Prefect.
Are you ready?
And, you know, I've been told I look manageable. Like, I'm not ugly. Think like a man, act like a Nigerian. Anyway.
Meow, meow, meow.
The Class Prefect.
Sure. That was such a dead end.
It's okay.
All right. Wait. No, because I was shook that we both said at the same time. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Merry Christmas!
What's going on? Jesus Christ! Hey, not to be burning my home.
Yes,
guys. So as you can see, we've started this Christmas episode in chaos. I was trying to give you.
Yeah. I feel like this is such an accurate description of Christmas.
So what has been going on today? God have mercy.
Christmas in Lagos.
Do you have water?
For sure.
What's happening?
Okay. Yeah. Do you
yes!
have water?
Yeah.
All right.
That I love that. Honestly, I feel like that was titillating, scintillating. It was everything that I desired.
I am truly at a loss for words at this moment.
While he's at a loss for words.
So, guys, welcome to The Class Prefect.
Welcome.
Welcome to day 3 of 5 days of... I keep saying 5 days of Christmas. It might not end up being 5.
Well,
welcome to day 3.
For now, for
welcome
now.
To the third day. And as you can see, we're off to an explosive start. So now we have a practical effect of fog and smoke. So it's very atmospheric for music.
Love it.
So
it
John
feels like I'm on stage.
This episode is aligning in ways we didn't know where it's going to align. So Jay is here again, day 3 host. You know, going strong. We're halfway through. We hope you're having a lovely Christmas day. And we hope you've enjoyed the drinks from episode 1. We hope you're enjoying the food from episode 2.
And I think they got the decorations as well.
The decorations as well. Oh, what's right? The food hasn't come yet. I was preempting you. The food is tomorrow.
No, the three.
No, the food is tomorrow, you know. The food is tomorrow.
It's on
but
you,
anyway,
darling.
Guys, you'll see the food tomorrow, sir. But yeah, so that's it. So let's jump into it. Or maybe you saw the food yesterday. You never know. We don't know his ways. But we're talking about Christmas today, and we just thought like having a carol song association would be great.
Yeah. Honestly, all the Christmases I've ever had, the one thing I've said is that I would love to be in a group that sings Christmas carols.
Oh. So why didn't you join the choir?
That's
Loyola?
So cute.
So no, forget. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Okay, I was in the choir.
So
in Loyola,
don't listen to him. I was in the choir as well. Fuck that.
Were you in the choir?
I was in soprano, bitch. Please. So when Manuelo told me that he was doing a Christmas special, I was like, yes, please, let's have a Christmas carol session. Sing our lives away.
I don't know. I got a cold, so I can't partake.
Song and my lemon juice has been useless.
English. Well, go on.
He has a cold, but we are singing our lives away because Christmas is all about the carols. So I'm definitely here for it. Manuelo, what do you have for
guys,
us?
Guys, our guest is here to sing because I can't. Because I have a cold.
Okay, we have a
but
guest.
But again, it's not a competition thing, Sha. But joining us today for this very special Christmas episode.
Nothing we have had has
princess,
been a competition, so trust me.
Princess, how do you want to be known, princess?
You can. It can be R&B
princess.
Yeah.
Yes. So from the name already, you can already tell R&B. That's music, rhythm, and blues.
Small disclaimer: I'm allergic to dust. So like,
what is this thing?
No, not even
Christmas
this one.
And Manuelo. Oh,
generally, like Hamatan season, I can't like breathe or anything. And I still have like shows and stuff, so I have to like still be singing.
She has to.
We'll talk more about those shows at the end. So all of you go and watch these shows.
So what I'm just saying now is that if you're watching this, please be aware that there are two people on this podcast that are sick, but they were able to power through. Find that spirit within you to power through whatever you're going to this holiday. And you have the best time ever.
Congrats.
So, Princesski, let us know
girl.
What is on.
Okay.
What
so,
kind of question is that?
First of all, like, I was saying to you guys, like, before we came on the recording that, like, I really, like, don't read Christmas.
Yeah, which is
like,
so wild that
which
we chose
is, like,
you
so wild that
for the Christmas episode when you actually
Christmas
don't care
episode.
For Christmas.
But, like, Merry Christmas, guys. But, like,
Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. But, yeah, Christmas is, like, just dry. to me, my opinion. Aside from the actual, like, oh, Jesus was born, you know, cool stuff. But, like, yeah, it's kind of like, okay, see what happened now.
This was Christmas
in Lagos. Yeah. There's traffic. There's too many people here. Like, you literally see every ex friend.
Not the exes.
Like, it's, what's going on? And, yeah, it's just hot and there's Hamatan in the morning. So it's like, I go from dying cold in the morning to like sweating in the afternoon.
You don't Christmas do it too well with Hamatan.
No. I really don't. I don't at all. And then, like, I have dry skin as well. So it's like, I moisturize like multiple times. It's like a mess. All my life, I've always, Princess. The only thing about Christmas has been the food and the alcohol.
Got you. Because there is food and there is alcohol.
We have,
cheers.
This is what mine has been.
Princess Ki, you have something in your cup. Cheers.
Enjoy. So that's great and good. This chaos is quite intense today, but moving right along. So, Princess, who doesn't like Christmas, unfortunately, we've brought you here for a song association.
Yes, my love.
Christmas carols.
So I've been
fortunately,
told.
You don't have to sing a Christmas carol, but it does have to have the word in the title or the lyric.
So, another question, like, does it have to be a song that both of you could know? Like, it can't be like an unreleased. I'm a musician, so
it can be your music as long as it has the word that falls within that.
Yes. So, I can literally freestyle right now, and you wouldn't even know.
Historical, I mean,
if you wish to go down the path of deception,
let's go.
You're free to do such. So, I think we're going to do.
Deception.
Four words to make it quick and painless. Before we get there, can you tell us a bit about how you got into music?
Okay,
because I met you from Lucid Lemons. That's my introduction to the R&B Princess. But before that,
When you met me, I wasn't even an R&B Princess.
I was still doing music.
But
you were not R&B Princess.
How did I get into music?
Okay, so tell us when you got to R&B Princess and beyond.
Okay, so I got R&B Princess, I think, 2020?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2020. No, actually, 2020. Yeah, 2020. I found R&B Princess. That's how I put it. I found her in 2020. But then, like, I didn't start releasing music under the name until, like, 2021. Mm-hmm. But I think I had already started, like, making the music that's changed
because you made music before 2020.
I did make music. Yeah. And to be fair, I was still making R&B. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like I woke up one day and I started doing R&B. But I think, like, it became apparent to me that, okay, this is proper now. Like, I had a better understanding of my sound. Getting into music, there was not a getting into music. I've literally been a music head since I was like 6 or 7.
Wow.
I grew up around a lot of music. So I've always been like singing, writing, wanting to be a musician. Mm-hmm. So it's like just the real battle was being a musician.
Mm. Because, I was about to say, like, something your parents were like, go for it.
Till now, they are not good. They are not supportive.
Till today.
Yeah.
Let me guess, you studied law. Of course. That's the profession for musicians.
I'm telling you. Your parents say law.
Okay, I didn't know that. So that's new information to me. That law is the placeholder position.
No, but
for
think about how many musicians are lawyers.
Or how many creatives
but
in general
my
studied law.
Law. He never went into music.
I mean, there were no creatives in your father's time. I don't think we're talking about that time.
Kelechi Amadiobi, you were not a creative at that time.
Look at Funke Akindele. Look at
Funke Akindele, you were not.
That one was.
RMD,
you were not a creative at that time. Okay, because I'm going to disgrace my father.
Law, it will be like if you either want to do law or you want to use law as a placeholder for something else.
Got you.
Okay,
it was that space that could get them into the other degree. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
So now as R&B Princess, how has like you said your music has always been R&B music and
relatively, yeah.
So what like caused the name change? Or did you just feel like Princess was not enough?
So, like, I feel like Princess was... My stage name before R&B Princess was my actual government name, which I always had a problem with because I'm like, yo, if I want to sing about something that is, like, very, very bad now, my whole family will not be attached. The family name will be attached to that. So I was like, okay, no.
What's up?
I wanted to have like a distinction as well, because it's also very important to not like lose yourself as a musician. So I wanted to be like, okay, let me have like a persona or whatever.
But also, princess, like, is not a bad thing.
Princess is not a bad thing.
No, I'm saying that what you wanted is not a bad thing, because watching this would possibly be going through the same thing that you're going through. Like, they come
affecting
out of school,
it was actually
they
affecting
wanted
me
to go down a direction, but like changing that name, they didn't know that that could be the, that kind of thing that would help them elevate.
I just needed
level
to be able to do, because I've always felt like I do a lot more than music, so I didn't want music to like overshadow everything else. I was like, let me create a person for my music, so that when I step into that like character, I can be that person, and when I step out, I can be everything else. So
gotcha.
That was like,
that makes sense, because that's
really
like, you know, Childish Gambino and Donald Glover.
Yes.
And I've always wondered why he
was so
this. But
you
now
need
like
to,
as somebody who also does many things, like
you need to
sometimes when you get in spaces, it's hard to define what you're doing. But if you know you're
I
going
wasn't growing
into the music
again,
space,
so I was like, I need to find
push.
I need to find me.
Okay, well, guys, if you're looking for me, R&B princess, right? On
Yeah, R&B. So,
get into it. R&B.
Yeah.
We'll post everything below, but
yeah, I'll find
you.
And listen to the music.
Platform.
Yes. So, would you have any? You have some Christmas shows coming up, you said? Which
one? So,
ones?
I've been having
today
like.
Is the 25th.
Yeah, I don't.
Day.
So, like, if there was like a Christmas show, I would like personally never opt for it.
Well,
but
why? No.
Because she doesn't like Christmas.
You can't say that and not
why,
no. go deeper.
I'm not saying why.
Because the people are here watching you, listening to everything you say. Why would you not go deeper?
See, so like this year, I was supposed to drop Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. Right, with like a, like some R&B boys like this. Like, I don't want to give them publicity because they're my ops. But I was supposed to drop like three songs, like three original Christmas inspired songs. But we're like obviously R&B and like songs that you can listen to like at other times of the year, because I think that was like key for us. But I feel like that would have been my official switch to now, like maybe now starting to enter the, you know, maybe my whole Mariah Carey kind of moment. But
Christmas.
As it did not work out this year, we're going to try again next year.
Amen.
I will continue being an op of Christmas. Christmas music is boring. I always sleep in church on Christmas Day.
Are you
because
to the Catholic Church?
No.
Oh,
imagine. You can imagine. It's still boring. Christmas hymns are boring. Aside from the fact that Jesus was born, Christmas
is dead to her. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The people who
I think
like
I can
understand
it. Yes,
yeah.
I personally
the Grinch.
Enjoy it.
The Grinch didn't like Christmas, wasn't it? A case,
I mean,
but like I love.
But
Jesus.
My thing is, no, this
that
is different
I
because
think his reasons were
the
different.
Sexy Grinch.
Yeah. I think that's how you want to brand yourself.
Like, oh, sorry,
but,
sorry.
Please,
but
from the year that I would drop Christmas song, which is next year, you guys, I love Christmas from that
year.
Yes,
for her business.
And book me for your Christmas stuff next year, not this year.
Yes.
But the thing is that yes, there's a space for Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like there's no. We don't have original Christmas
don't really,
songs.
Yeah, and I think we can do very well with them. Because the last one I enjoyed was. What was the last Ovation Red Carol song with Amaomi and Waje?
Didn't you hear Timi Dakolo's Christmas album? Timi Dakolo has a Christmas album.
I don't think Manuelo heard it. Sorry, you should check it out. If he heard it, we're talking about it right now. So if he didn't hear it, he will not be talking about it. He hasn't heard it. The answer is just extra expedition.
But okay, I'll check that out. But with that being said, without further ado, we'll leave all pieces of information below. But now for the fun times, because you're at home now, you're enjoying your holiday, and you need something to make you laugh. Which would have been me if I was singing, but unfortunately, I am just pushing
through. Why won't you sing one or two
nose.
For us now?
I'll back up. I'll give you back.
Thank you.
Vocals.
The spirit leads.
I'll harmonize. So we're going to give four words, like I said, to Princess. And then you can choose, you know, any Christmas carol, non-Christmas carol. But I will say, okay, well, the only rule I'll add is one of them. You have to sing at least
one Christmas carol.
Because this is the reason for the season.
Princess, trust me, you can do
so,
four.
But so
trust
think
me.
Of
Amen.
The words. All the words are Christmas words.
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
The first one, let's start easy.
All things you hate, but you've learned to love
let's
for
start
next
easy.
Year.
We're starting easy. For 1 point.
Okay.
The word is Carol.
Carol!
Hey, this is like the worst word.
Manuel,
remember, in the title of the song Carol? Or the lyrics have to have Carol inside.
Carol.
Carol is also somebody's name.
So if you guys know the song that's coming to my mind, it's horrible. Carol, and I'm pretty sure I know even Carol. It's like Carol because
no, I knew I was going to say.
Nigerian.
I'm sorry, Carol is Carol. Carol is not Carol.
Carol is Carol.
Carol is not Carol. Is Carol
in Nigerian? No, that's not. We're not. If that's Carol, your answer,
Carol, your body necessary.
Carol in Nigerian lingo. So, yeah. Girl, get into it.
Honestly, as of right now, that's my final answer.
Okay, so.
And I don't know how this was easy. This is easy. I don't know.
This is easy, and that was a fail.
What?
Because the word is Carol, not Carol.
Carol.
Moving swiftly along. The second word is a bit more difficult.
Can we let her have her Carol or no?
You will see the reflection of the score in the graphic. We'll see whether she has it or not. Surprises await us all. So the word number two, it gets difficult from here, Sha. The second word is reindeer. This can be a Christmas option, or you can save it for the future.
Can I just like add reindeer? Wait, there has to be like a reindeer song.
Yeah, there is a very popular
princess.
One.
Can I just tell
with
you
a
that?
Shiny nose.
Reindeer.
And if you ever saw him, you would think he glows.
No, don't forget about Rudolph right
and
now.
All of the
princess,
other reindeer.
You could have added reindeer into any song. Even your song.
No, but
song
then they
that
said,
is
they said no deception. God.
So you don't know the reindeer.
Why is that deception?
Also, like, reindeer is really hard.
It is not. There's one song.
I feel like you went from
one plus three
to like
there's so many songs with reindeer. Sorry. I'm not going to
reindeer and then
reindeer.
Reindeer.
Princess, are you saying forgo this one to
well,
next?
Well, the answer for reindeer was definitely sing. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And so very shiny nose.
Basically, right?
And if you were
do you guys know my problem with Christmas songs, right? I don't know any of the lyrics.
For all the other reindeers,
you
will come and call him names.
So I know this song, right?
Yes.
I can hum this song.
Okay.
So we'll give you a hum pass as well.
Okay, so you can give me a hum.
Okay, you have three more.
You have one hum pass.
I have
one more. I gave you three. Manuela gave you one.
So word number... So I said, let Joan give you a word. Let's see if she can give you an easier word than me.
Someone should give me
one. Because my next word was a tricky one.
Was it?
My next word is Christmas.
No, Christmas isn't
that's
better.
That's not tricky at all. That's
okay,
easier.
Okay, so next word is Christmas.
Okay, so cool. Since we're doing
next
Christmas
word is
now.
Christmas.
Me, I have a song.
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. The one that was supposed to come out.
Yes. And this was supposed to come out this year.
So let's go.
Okay.
It's called Hope We See This Christmas.
Let's go.
So I'm going to sing. In fact, there's like two, Seth. I'll give you two.
Sing this to
one
your IJGB lovers.
Well, you know what? You don't have to be IJGB. Any lover you have, because I'll be singing to any lover.
My dear, if you're a lover, lovers live here, dump them.
My lovers don't live here, but they live
ban
in West
lovers.
Africa,
love,
bitch.
Love is a crime. Okay. No.
I thought
yet.
That was
okay. So first, I'm giving you two songs, so maybe you guys can give me 2 points.
Okay.
One
Dad,
is called.
You
matching.
See, a smart. You've made up for the last one. You
one
lost.
One is called Matching Sweaters. It goes. Okay. And it's Christmas. Love is distant. Got my spirit. I'll be drinking away. Time to test the matching sweaters. Christmas blue for the rest of the year. That's even two Christmases in one song.
Wow. Yeah, my dear. Imagine. You also mentioned drinking. My favorite thing is good.
We love
3 points
it.
For you.
Woo! Yes! Hallelujah!
So now Princess is at 4 points. We've given her three songs, but she has 4 points.
Yes. We love a good Ojoro.
Okay, then Joan, you have to give the last one, Shaq, because I can't give it all.
Please, that's be easy. Girl, look at me.
Mary.
Is
that
Mary.
A bad
yeah,
word?
No,
I feel
one.
Like Mary is something that you can
we wish you a have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Na, 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 na.
See,
I told you, I know. I told you, I know. I told you.
There's so many versions.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
So Princess now has 6 points, no, and this game had a total of 4.
Look at that.
So
look at that.
The next person to come on Song Association, Princess has gifted you 2 points.
I'm dashing in case two you extra fail. Points.
Yes.
But that was, see, that was painless.
But if Princess failed, and then she goes.
We started off with
me, I think Caro
was a setup.
I think Caro is Caro. I'm still persisting.
Well, we can
Manuelo, can we allow Princess to give my... her Caro song?
So Caro, so you never so... give her the necessary. Yes, Caro.
So we're looking for Caro. Is looking for Caro.
I'm looking for Caro.
Caro.
Show me Caro.
That is something.
Anyway,
something.
So I think we should give this to the people, government of the people,
if
for the people.
If you feel like,
no,
I deserve that.
If those of you watching at home feel like Princess should get this point, please comment.
I agree.
Yes to Caro.
You guys, genius. Please, yes to Caro. She did a gorgeous job.
Thank you, babe.
I personally do not
justice
believe
such. Justice for Princess.
And also, she already has extra points. This to me is sounding like greed.
This is neither here nor there, but that Caro song was phenomenal in my ears.
She
I don't know about you.
She has 6 points.
That was stunning.
She doesn't need any more. Okay? This is now greed.
A man will never tell a woman what she needs or what she doesn't
who
need.
Told you who told you I'm a
what
man?
What do you feel? Rich. What do you feel? Let the women decide. But Caro necessary.
Can they
necessary.
Tell you? Can they
Caro
tell you?
Necessary.
What is Caro?
Yes.
Anyway, guys. Clearly, we've had one too many eggnog cups, all of us here. And I need to sleep and have my Christmas lunch. So, thank you so much for coming, Princess.
Thank
to
you, guys.
Help
for having
us
me.
With our Christmas special, which you, dislike anyway.
But yes.
But honestly, it's like, even here, the outfit is very like Avril Lavigne. This is like the anti Christmas
no,
episode.
I'm
telling you,
Avril.
This is the anti Christmas Christmas
like, Princess, I could have come in like a sweater.
Princess, I'm not
like,
going to lie
no.
to
yes.
you. Mm. Can you see? Let me tell you something. This is the class prefect.
Mm.
It's a podcast every week. Is
there well, every
a
week?
Certain...
Every week?
Yes.
On occasion.
Squatch that.
You see us when you
is...
see us.
No, I don't want to hear what he has to say. This
okay.
is a class prefect. It's every week. It's a podcast. Princess, is there anything you can give us as a freestyle?
Oh, okay.
Now that you're here, I'm just saying, no,
I'll give
no
it a
pressure.
I'll
because
give it a
Princess has given us delicate sounds.
Hey, well,
delicious,
not
difficult,
not delicate.
All categories.
Okay, so
I will give,
so
give you a freestyle, but I'll give you an acapella.
Ooh,
of a song.
Ooh, all right.
I think you guys should check out. It's called "Oh My Love" by R&B Princess.
But we need
of course,
time.
I mean, naturally,
class prefects.
Oh, she has to use the class prefects in a freestyle.
Because we want class prefects inside the freestyle. Like, hey, oh,
so that's the last song that
we
have to.
We gonna need it.
You know, let's leave the R&B to the R&B princess.
R&B princess will be the one. Sorry.
I will like see if I can tweak one of the lines and include class prefects.
Okay.
She will see.
It's gonna be incredibly difficult, but let's go. Okay.
Okay.
There's nothing more difficult
Hamatan,
for this princess.
Daddy. Okay. Whew. Oh my love. Got me put in ways to take control, my love. You don't have to ask, just do the most, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Take it slow, my love. Oh,
with
no, no,
prefix.
My love. Hit it like no other. Oh, my love. Check to see nobody's blowing off our cover. I know how this goes. I'll keep it low, my love.
Mm.
Like a pro, my love. Oh, no, no, my love. You're my class.
Sweet.
Oh. Okay, so now.
That was horrible.
That is all I needed.
So now. So now,
yes.
Now that song is now officially called Class Preference.
That song is now officially called Class
So guys,
yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You for joining us for day 3 of
Merry
our Christmas special.
Merry Christmas.
We have
Merry
one
Christmas.
Or two
we
more,
you.
We don't know. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, which other one? All of them,
everything.
Welcome.
Between, we love you.
Yes, Cheers we will see you
kisses.
Next, I'll be tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Hey.